Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has called on the European Union to lift the arms embargo on Syria. According to experts, not only has Turkey been allowing weapons to flow freely to the foreign-backed militants currently fighting the Syrian government, but is now putting pressure on the European Union to lift the ban on sending weapons to the insurgents. Syria has faced a foreign-backed insurgency since March 15, 2011. President Bashar al-Assad has said there is a 23% rate of foreign nationals currently fighting in his country. He also said most of them are from Libya and Tunisia. The fighting between the foreign-backed armed insurgents and the Syrian government has left 70,000 people dead and over 1 million displaced. Many are of the opinion the insurgents were sent by Qatar and Saudi Arabia, with Western backing and Turkey's facilitation. They believe their agenda is to change the dynamics of the region. Although France and Britain are shoving to end the arms embargo, not all countries in the European Union are behind this move. Countries such as Germany and Austria, on the other hand, are struggling to uphold the embargo.
England and France is calling the European Union also to let or to make a decision to send arms to the opposition in Syria.
Experts say the comments by Turkey's foreign minister come as no surprise, as Turkey has been helping the foreign-backed insurgents currently fighting the Syrian government. The opposition Republican People's Party believe this is because Turkey is longing to become the new regional powerhouse by complying with America's imperialistic demands. They also say this will definitely backfire against the former Ottoman state.
The Republican People's Party, we believe that Turkish foreign policy should stay away from double standards and paradoxes. Turkey has been supplying weapons, logistical support, and financial aid to the militant groups in Syria, and particularly the fighting forces of al-Nusra Front, the al-Qaeda forces in Syria.
Although the leaders of countries in the European Union gathered in Brussels for a two-day summit specifically regarding arming the Syrian rebels, a result was not reached. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.